WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Over the next 3 years, electric rates for BTU customers are proposed to take a philosophical change.
A recommendation to the Bryan City Council yesterday called on city users for the first time paying less versus customers who are outside the city limits. That's based on data generated by consultant Joe Massanelli.
One of the assumptions that we had was that the rural customers who use more energy, and that's absolutely a fact, had better load factors, meaning that they were more efficient. What the load data was showing us actually, and what's reflecting in the current study, is that the rural customers are in fact use a lot of energy, and they are bigger, but they're not using it any more efficiently.
The council's been asked to adopt a 3-year rate ordinance. Over that time, BTU residential customers living outside of Bryan would have an average rate increase totaling $15 a month, while residents inside Bryan would see a decrease of $3 a month over the same period. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has scheduled 2 more special meetings to place on the November ballot whether voters favor keeping the municipal golf course or turning it into a super park. Adding the non-binding referendum is on the agenda for this Friday and next Monday. Also in play is a proposal to close the course as part of a 20-year deal with the Phillips Event Center for golf and a new senior center. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the proposed language. A Bryan family has grown by a set of quads. 2 boys, 2 girls were delivered Saturday night at St. Joseph Regional Health Center and are currently in the neonatal intensive care unit. Their parents, Nyosha and Brian Boone, have a 5-year-old son. The names of the quads are Ariana, Addison, Ashton, and Austin, all born at 32 weeks. On time and on budget continues to be the theme as Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field enters its final month. An update given by project partners included the debut of the Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The stadium's new concession operator says they're still looking for nonprofit groups to staff 40 locations. State Representative Lois Colcourse of Brenham made it official Tuesday morning, announcing if Glenn Hagar wins the state controller's seat this November, she'll seek the remainder of his term as state senator.
This isn't about me announcing today, because Jimmy and I have discussed it. It'd be a whole lot easier not to do this. But we do this together, and we do it for what we believe Texas is and what Texas has been and our rich history and what Texas can be.
Colcourse spoke outside the Washington County Courthouse where she first announced running for the House in 1999. A man convicted 10 years ago of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old in Brenham who was last seen in Bryan last year has been added to the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. The Department of Public Safety is offering a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of Ezekiel Harris. Online at WTAW.com is a photo and more information. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you want to stay cool. Give them a call at 690-2278. They'll get you a loaner while they work on yours.
Dry conditions remain in the forecast between today and Friday, and temperatures will be increasing. Sunshine for today. Highs will probably reach 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear overnight, 70 to 75. Back to sunshine tomorrow with a high of 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, 75 to 80. High pressure holds through Friday. Lots of sun. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10, and usually the mayor is here on Wednesday, but he's not here today. I'm glad Art Hughes is here. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, yeah, Scott.
That's good. Y'all had a council meeting last night, and boy, the last few council meetings, you've been hearing from a lot of citizens, and again, it has to do with the complex that is now the Travis B. Bryan Municipal Golf Course.
That's correct. We obviously have some citizens that feel very strongly about that, and they're out there. Yep. We really are.
Well, again, I guess I'll just flat out ask you then, as one member of council, what's your feeling as far as that area? What needs to be the future of that area?
In all honesty, Scott, I'll start by saying I also was raised on that golf course. I used to hunt golf balls before I could play golf, and when I started playing golf, well, that was my golf course. I lived a couple blocks from there, so I'd walk over there. And it's served us for many years. There's been some real improvements made. The fact is, it's an old golf course. It has some issues. The irrigation system is antiquated, needs a lot of work. We are, and this is my opinion. We haven't gotten to the point where the council has a decided opinion on this, but I just really think there's a much better use for that property. We're faced with either spending millions of dollars to bring the course up to where it needs to be, or to convert the course to something else and spend millions of dollars. So either way, it's going to cost us money, but I think the real answer is, you know, how many citizens does the golf course serve? We're not a town of 25,000, 35,000 anymore. We're knocking on 100,000 people, and I don't know how many different individuals participate in the golf course, but I'll assure you, it's a small percentage of the citizens of Bryan, Texas. And it's kind of a hard decision, but I really think the fair thing to do is to make sure that property is being utilized by to the advantage of the citizens of Bryan, Texas.
Sure.
And I don't think that's happening right now.
Well, and then talk to me about the proposed amendment last night to the charter that would have approved would only approve that area to be used for something other than a golf course after the citizens of Bryan voted on it again. Y'all decided that you were not going to give the citizens an opportunity to make the decision on the future of that property. Is that the right thing to do? Should you not entrust that choice to the citizens of Bryan, or do you think council should make that decision?
Well, in all honesty, I think that's a decision that should be made by the leaders, not just council, but the members, the employees of the city of Bryan. The council is elected to conduct the business of the city, and I mean, I may be wrong, and I don't know that all members of council agree with this. In fact, I'm sure they don't, but you know, we can't send everything, every decision we make, to a referendum. And the reason is, and you saw this last night, that there's a vocal minority that's out there, and they make themselves known. The majority's silent. When the majority comes out, and you know, it's not a full majority by any means, then is when they elect their representatives. And to me, this is business of the council of the city. Now, if we were going to do something with that land, we were trying to sell that land, it would have to go to a referendum. We don't have any idea about doing that. But to change the use of parkland to one parkland use to another parkland use, I'm just not sure that's referendum material.
Art Hughes joining us this morning. You know, we've heard the phrase super park, and I don't know if our eyes are supposed to glaze over or get excited about that. But does Art Hughes have a list of things that should be in this proposed super park?
I do. I don't know that it'll all fit.
Okay.
And all the things that are mentioned, such as softball fields, baseball fields, soccer fields. I'm not in favor of putting a water park there. I think that really should be something else, somewhere else. But the recreational fields, a jogging track, whatever could service not only individuals who want to come to the park to exercise or to watch a ball game, but also the leagues in town, Little League, the softball leagues. They have events, and to me, a super park is something that would accommodate as many of the citizen-based events as possible.
You know, one of the things that y'all have discussed, and you've decided as a body that you are going to make some improvements to other parks. Why don't we talk about improving existing parks that are in neighborhoods before we start talking about one large central park like this?
Well, I think that's a very good idea. The one problem is, as long as that's a golf course, it's the most expensive park we have to maintain. It has an income, like most parks don't, but we go far beyond the income, and we lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. Not lose. We spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year maintaining that park. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's because we bought the carts. Now we got to buy more carts. I don't question bad decisions may have been made at one time, but right now we play with what we got. And the cost of maintaining the golf course is a lot more than any other park we've got. It does have some income, but we're still losing in excess of $300,000 a year.
We're going to have two more meetings pretty quickly on this. Art Hughes joining us this morning. We're going to have two more meetings on this pretty quickly on council. What do you say to those people who are concerned that there seems to be a rush to get this thing, the Phillips Event Center proposal, have that approved and move down the road? What do you say to people who feel rushed over this?
Well, I don't know why they feel rushed. You know, we 3 years ago, or I don't know when we had the last issue about the golf course, the Muni. You know, the conversations were in the air then. They haven't stopped. They continue. There are new ideas introduced. You know, if that's a rush to judgment or a rush to action, well, maybe I don't know what a rush is, because it seems like it's been a long process to me.
One other thing I'd like for you to address, and we discussed it on the show earlier this week. You know, the mayor mentioned that his grandmother used to live on Williamson Drive, and he played on that park over there near Bomber Drive in Williamson. And you said as a boy you went over there near the golf course. This is not nearly the nice area that it used to be. The area, if you would, between Carson over to Williamson, and then actually a couple of blocks on the other side of the golf course over off Villa Maria. I mean, these are areas that that I think if that's going to be a showplace park, there needs to be some rehab and redevelopment right there. Do you think the city needs to take an active role in making that neighborhood maybe more appealing?
Oh, absolutely. I think the city needs to take an active role. Anytime we develop or redevelop an area and spend that kind of money, I think we need to take an active role. And when I mean active, I'm talking about a very supportive role for businesses to to locate there that would enhance the park. If you look at the intersection there, Villa Maria and South College, there's just a lot of traffic there. Villa Maria is a main artery east and west, and there's a lot of prime property right across Villa Maria from the Muni that, you know, could develop into restaurants, could be a commercial area. Okay,
well,
it should be.
Let's go over the backside then. Let's go back over to Franklin, to Truman, to Bomber Drive, to Williamson, that area, that part over there. What should the city do as far as rehabbing those areas?
Well, I'm not sure. Those are not, in my opinion, those are not areas that we need to rush into, because those are basically residential areas, residential streets, residential utilities. Those aren't going to be impacted near as much as the main thoroughfare at South College.
I guess I'm concerned about the general quality of the housing over there and the look of that neighborhood. That's an area that I think is probably in a lot of cases not owner occupied. And I think if you want this park to be the front porch of the city or the entrance to the city, that you want that to be an appealing area as well.
Well, it's in the middle of the city. It can't be the front porch.
Well, okay, I mean, at the the entrance of the park as it goes by Villa Maria. So, yeah, but okay. That area, it concerns me a little.
I understand the question, but, you know, that's a market-driven thing. When you see a successful park there, if it raises the desire to raise the value of the property surrounding it, well, those things will develop. And I think the city would certainly be, I hate to speak for the city, but I think we would be very, very amenable to new development, redevelopment of those areas because of their, being adjacent or at least nearby the new park.
I'd like to get your comments. You're the first council member that we've had in since a lot of young people came to speak about the skate park at Hudson Park, and it's not going to happen where Hudson Creek. It's not going to happen where they wanted it to, but just the idea of having young people come in and speak to council about things that they're concerned about.
I think that was a real good meeting. I'm personally not a skateboarder. I was very impressed by the turnout and by the things that were said by the younger generation and the older ones also. It's I think it is something we need, but what we have for skateboarders right now to me looks dangerous. And so if we're going to promote that, and I certainly don't have any reason not to, well, then I think finding the right location for a skate park would be a high priority for the city.
Sure. Well, that's all I've got. Nothing for you today. You got anything else you want to add this morning?
Not only that. At the meeting last night, I just would like to once again congratulate the superintendent of schools for the award that he got, Superintendent Wallace. And I'd like for him to know and everybody that doesn't know that how well the Bryan Independent School District does means a lot to the city of Bryan. I mean, when people look for a place to move in this day and time, they research it pretty thoroughly, and the school district's one of those things. So I want to congratulate Superintendent Wallace and all of the school district personnel.
Sure. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the time this morning.
Okay.
Art Hughes, a member of the Bryan Council. We visit with the mayors usually, but we do visit with somebody from the city of Bryan on alternate Wednesdays right here on the community segment, which is sponsored by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A disappointing report from Washington. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was no change in overall retail sales last month. The Commerce Department reports July spending matched the June numbers. Excluding autos, sales were up 0.1%. Economists thought we'd be hearing about a modest increase in total sales. Macy's posted a bigger second quarter profit, but the retailer lowered its same-store sales forecast for the year, saying the numbers from the first quarter were so weak they will not be offset by the increases it projects for the rest of the year. Deer & Company's profit was down 15% in the latest quarter. Kellogg wants to be a greener company. The cereal maker will increase its efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and it will pressure key suppliers to disclose their emissions. Stock market futures pointing higher ahead of the midweek session on Wall Street. A government report on business inventories will be out later this morning. It is usually not a big market mover. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Is the iPhone really more secure than an Android? And does it really matter? I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. When your computer crashes, will you scream? Or will you say, no problem, I have Carbonite. I use Carbonite because I can't afford to lose my computer files. Get Carbonite, and your files will be backed up to the cloud for you automatically and continually. For your computer files at home and at work, I recommend Carbonite. Start your free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit cards required. Use my name, Kim, and get 2 free bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code Kim.
Not a Kim's Club member?
You're only getting half the action.
Get full access to news, tips, downloads, buying guides, and more. Get answers to your digital questions in Kim's Members Only Forum. Chat and make friends with Kim's loyal fans. Kim's Club members are automatically entered in Kim's contests every day. Plus, you can watch the show online anytime, commercial free, in HD video. Join Kim's Club now at Komando.com. That's KOMANDO.com.
You may have read a little news story claiming that the iPhone is more secure than an Android. An interesting headline, but is it true? You can trace the story back to some anonymous source who was supposed to have leaked confidential information from a large surveillance company called the Gamma Group. The leaked data claims that Android phones, Blackberries, and smartphones running older Microsoft software are easily hacked by Gamma's spyware called FinSpy. FinSpy is supposed to secretly listen in on calls, steal contacts, and track the user's location. But FinSpy has trouble hacking an iPhone unless the phone has been jailbroken. So should Android users be concerned? Since this is a story from an anonymous source, it very well may be completely untrue. Unless you're an international terrorist, you have no worries. Read more about FinSpy along with the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's KOMANDO.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messinahoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we'll be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messinahoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Get to know Fred and Fred Seafood Market. Fred and Fred's import fresh and even some frozen seafood directly from the Gulf and the Caribbean. From the hook to your table, product is caught and packed the same day, immediately flown and handpicked by Big Fred himself. It's transported to Fred and Fred's, prepped and packed, ready to be fried, filleted, grilled, or made into ceviche. From yellowtail snapper to live blue crabs and everything in between, get to know Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, south of the Farm Patch. Find them on Facebook for specials.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. We're in the final month before the completion of Phase 1 construction at Kyle Field. A project update Tuesday led by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp included two items he hopes will reduce the number of complaints he gets after every home football game.
In 2015, when the final wiring and antennas and things are put in on the west side, you should see something that ought to handle somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 calls simultaneously within the stadium, which will significantly cut down on my Monday morning emails. There will be 340% more women's stalls in the stadium restrooms than there were prior to Kyle Field. Second cause of the most emails.
The new concession operator plans on almost three times the number of stands, including 60 locations to buy beverages. And everyone heading to Kyle Field for home games was encouraged to download and practice using the new Destination Aggieland smartphone app. The Bryan City Council will meet Friday morning and next Monday in order to place on the November election ballot a non-binding referendum over the future of the municipal golf course. The proposed ballot language, which is online at WTAW.com, is in the form of a yes or no question. Bryan voters are asked if they support converting the course to a regional super park to include facilities for a variety of recreational activities. The referendum is in addition to the proposal with the Phillips Event Center for a golf and new senior center that would close the municipal golf course. The Bryan City Council is being asked to approve a three-year rate increase for BTU customers outside the city of Bryan.
Recommendations from consultant Joe Massanelli included a $15 a month increase for rural residential users, split evenly over that period, while residents inside Bryan would see a decrease of $3 a month over the same period. That means for the first time, BTU's rural customers would be paying more.
Typically, rural rates are higher than city rates because within the city limits, within several blocks, you're going to have a lot of customers per investment mile. In the rural, it's very different. You're going to have much fewer customers per investment. You have much less energy and demand or rates. Your rates can't generate enough revenue to cover that. So you're typically going to see rural rates higher.
Historically, BTU rural customers paid less because it was believed they were more efficient users. Massanelli says data gathered from smart meters over the last year show they're no more efficient compared to Bryan customers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
14 years after declaring her candidacy for state representative, Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham returned to the Washington County Courthouse Tuesday to announce her intention to run for state senate. Kolkhorst would run for the seat now held by Glenn Hagar, the Republican nominee for state controller.
And he called me to say, I'm going to run statewide, and he encouraged me to look at this Senate seat. And I said, well, Glenn, let's just see how things play out. And in Glenn Hagar style, of course, slow, methodic, and the way that he did things, he won the primary without a runoff. And I believe that he will win this general election in November.
A podcast of Kolkhorst's announcement is online at WTAW.com. The second legal challenge to the state's new abortion law wraps up today, both inside and outside an Austin courtroom.
Bring healing to those who participate in the abortion industry.
Abortion is not murder!
One more clash for anti-abortion and abortion rights groups outside of the federal courthouse in Austin. While inside, lawyers for the abortion providers who filed the suit will need to prove that forcing the clinics to meet ambulatory surgical center standards is both unnecessary and unconstitutional.
The evidence is definitely on the side of everyone seeking access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care.
Stephanie Todi will make the closing argument on behalf of the clinics. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas Department of Public Safety has placed a man with ties to Brian and Brenham on the state's 10 most wanted sex offender list. And DPS has offered a reward of up to $3,000 for the whereabouts of 28-year-old Ezekiel O'Neill Harris. 10 years ago, Harris was convicted of sexually assaulting a then 12-year-old girl in Brenham. His whereabouts have not been known since shortly after being released from prison and moving to Brian. A photo is online at WTAW.com. A Brian woman has given birth to quadruplets. St. Joseph Regional Health Center in Brian on Tuesday announced the two boys, the two girls, and their mother are all doing well. Hospital spokeswoman Heather Bush says the premature quads were born Saturday night to Nyosha Boone of Brian. The woman and her husband, Brian Boone Jr., also have a 5-year-old son. The quadruplets are named Austin, Ashton, Addison, and Ariana. Bush says the babies were born a few weeks early at 32 weeks. She did not immediately have weights on the newborns, which remain in neonatal intensive care. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you want your entire home cleaned? A clean you can trust? Start with the cleaning pros at Molly Maid. Molly Maid is the only cleaning company that will fully clean your home on every visit with no extra charges for baseboards, ceiling fans, or blinds, no time limits or rotating rooms to clean. Call Molly Maid and you can trust that your whole home will be fully cleaned for you to enjoy. Call us today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or online at mollymaid.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
This is Paul Bonarigo with Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. We invite you and your family to our 37th annual Harvest Festival, celebrating the beginning of a new vintage. Each weekend in August, we'll be picking, stomping, wine tasting, and feasting. Every Friday and Saturday night, enjoy a wine and culinary journey in our nighttime specialty events. Join our family at Messina Hoff. Call 979-778-WINE or purchase tickets at messinahoff.com.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com, your number one Kubota dealer.
High pressure over Nebraska this morning will continue to control our weather through the end of the week. It's pushing dry conditions into the region, so chance for thunderstorms and rainfall looking very, very low through the end of the work week. Sunshine and 95 for today, clear overnight 70 to 75. More sun tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear 75 to 80. Friday, abundant sun, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, now it's time for stuff that's really important that you ought to know that you might not.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like?
Stuff that's really important that you ought to know but you might not.
Like?
Like, what's the best way to clean your electronic devices?
Clean. Air can.
But that doesn't take care of the screen. You see, for tablets, computer monitors, and smartphones, don't use glass cleaner or any solvent. It could remove the coating that allows your finger glide across the screen.
I use the same thing I use on my glasses.
Oh, okay.
The oleophobic coating.
There you are. Instead, use a...
What?
Oleophobic.
Oh.
The fear of oleo.
Yeah. Use a microfiber, okay, with a little dab of water. It'll work just fine.
Yeah, okay? That's pretty good.
Most devices come with a little microfiber cloth. If not, you can buy them at, you know, like Wally World. But you got to buy like a package of 27 of them.
See, I'd have to wear microfiber pants so I could just rub it on my thigh like always.
See, and that's the other deal. And you see, at what point do you do that? I mean, How many finger smudges do you have to have on your screen before you go, wow, this screen needs to be cleaned? Or do you just not worry about it? Maybe if the sun glints off of it and you go, oh, I need to do that. For TV screens, make sure the TV is off and cooled down. Start with a clean, dry cloth. If that doesn't do the job, then dampen the cloth with water. Rub gently. Let it dry. Do not use any window cleaner or ammonia or any other chemical product. That could damage the screen. For your computer keyboards, there you go. Now
just get a new one.
Don't go looking. You'll really not feel good. Don't use a drippy wipe. It's better to use the special keyboard wipe or slightly damp cloth. If you have dust or crumbs in your keyboard.
You know you've got crumbs in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, really. Spray the little compressed air can, as Kevin mentioned, while the keyboard is upside down.
Just don't hold it over your head.
No.
And hold your breath.
Yeah, let Newton help you with that, okay?
The hold your breath thing is important, too.
Yeah, that way the stuff falls out. And just hold it over a trash can. Or maybe a paper shredder.
Or just get a new keyboard.
Or you can get a new keyboard.
Yeah. $5.
Yeah, really? Well, yeah. And that's the other thing. Because I've got like a key on one of my keyboards that just sticks sometimes. And I'm thinking, you know, really for $5, I could probably do that. So there you are. That's number one. As we mentioned, today is National Left-Handers Day. Marks the annual event where left-handers are awarded the right of way. See what I did there? Thank you. Yeah. The Left-Handers Club started in 1990. Left-Handers Day started in 1992 to raise awareness of the advantages and disadvantages of being left-handed. Righties can celebrate it, too. Here's some suggested activities for us who are righties, to try as a lefty. For instance, ironing your clothes.
Oh, no, sir.
I don't even know what that feels like right-handed.
Writing your name.
Ugh.
Oh, that's, yeah. Using scissors. Switch your computer mouse. No way. I would never get anywhere.
Nope.
Never. Playing an instrument.
Can't play one of those right-handed.
Yeah, or brushing your teeth. Members of the Left-Handers Club have events set up worldwide, including right versus left sporting matches, left-handed tea parties, lefty pub night, which requires drinking, playing darts, and pool, all with your left hand. Give them a wide berth on the dart thing, okay? Wide berth right there.
Actually, I can throw darts left-handed.
Okay, that's fine, but most people can't, so just
that doesn't
say
even make sense. Left-handers do left-handed what we do right-handed, so it feels the same. You'd have to get a pair of left-handed scissors and try to use it with your right hand to really sympathize. Ow!
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. Hey, while speaking of brushing your teeth, when it comes to brushing your teeth, notice how I just transitioned into that because I'm a radio professional. Seems that 4 out of 5 dentists disagree. What's the best way to brush your teeth?
Little bitty circles.
They surveyed dentists from all around the world. What concerns me is that the study came from the University College in London. What the hell? They don't care about their teeth anyway. But they're split. Now, 19% recommended the modified Bass technique. That's what you're saying, which involves brushing the teeth in small circles, starting with the back teeth. 11% prefer the traditional Bass technique. This technique focuses on the gum area with more vibrating motion. They were also at odds over how young children should brush. Some suggest horizontal's fine, while others feel that one of the more difficult Bass methods should be taught from the very beginning. The majority of dentists agreed on brushing time. 2 to 3 minutes is ideal. Right.
If you've got an 8-year-old, the goal is to get them to brush.
Yeah, at all. Yeah. Just let them breathe on you and see if they brush
their teeth. Yeah, exactly.
You know. But they say do that twice a day. After crunching the dental data, the study determined we should be holding our toothbrush at a 40-degree angle. Get out your protractor. Isn't that right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Get that 40-degree angle. It's also recommended that you use a pencil grip as opposed to a fist to avoid brushing too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard someone mentioned that sensitive teeth, it's often because you brush too hard.
Yeah. But once again, if it's children, you just want them to put it in their mouth and use the toothbrush for a little while.
That is the goal.
I mean, if you wanted to record a little 2.5 minute snip of music and have it play in the background, fine. But brushing their teeth is what needs to happen. All right, just reminding you again, zombie sharks tonight.
That's awesome.
I can't believe half this stuff is on Discovery.
I know, it is.
It saddens me.
Is it still Discovery?
Yes.
Okay, who changed their name? Somebody changed to the FYI. Is that History changed to FYI?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, somebody's changed their name.
Because History hasn't been History in a long
time. They've been about as far. Pawn Stars, man. Come on, Pawn Stars. Come on, it's History. Yeah.
Just waiting for a new season of Modern Marvels.
I like the 10 Things You Don't Know. That's one of my new favorite shows.
I haven't seen that yet.
The upcoming season there at one point was a brothel when they were building the White House because they had all the workers.
Oh, okay. There you go.
On the lawn of the White House.
Got that working.
That was one of those I just thought that was kind of funny.
Yep. While we're on sharks, Steve Guttenberg, man enough to admit that he should have battled for the sea's biggest beasts in Sharknado, he fessed up that he, in fact, was offered the role of Finn, but turned it down because he didn't think it was a good fit. And now he sees that he probably should have done that.
Did you say Steve Guttenberg?
I did.
Oh, he is in some of the worst movies.
That's what I was going to say is, you know.
Oh, man.
Can we say that Steve Guttenberg has made any good career choices?
Oh.
Wasn't he in Police Academy and Little Else? Is that about right?
I just know there's a Lifetime movie where he ends up being Santa Claus, and he slowly develops the ho-ho-ho from a ha-ha-ha, and that transition is one of the most awkward things I've seen in cinema history.
Well, that would mean I'd have to choose to watch it.
I understand. It was a long summer.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is suing Trump. Did you see that?
No. What?
Donald Trump is suing Trump Entertainment Resorts for use of his name on two failing Atlantic City casinos. This could
that
be confusing.
Is perfect.
Trump Entertainment Resorts is part of a company Donald Trump no longer runs, but still owns and operates the Trump Plaza and the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City. Donald Trump is arguing that the casinos are in disrepair and therefore makes him look bad, or his name anyway. The suit states, quote, since Mr. Trump left Atlantic City many years ago, the license entities have allowed the casino properties to fall into an utter state of disrepair and have otherwise failed to operate and manage the casino properties in accordance with the high standard of quality and luxury required under the license agreement. The Trump name has become synonymous with the highest levels of quality, luxury, prestige, success, bad hair, and being a... Oh, no.
Blah, 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 blah.
Trump claims the Trump Plaza has failed quality review tests, which have assured Trump it is up to the luxury standards that he believes his name commands. These tests were executed by an outside consulting firm. So, Trump suing Trump. Look forward to that.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow,
Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, kiddos going back to school pretty soon.
Yep.
Think about this, though. What is your child walking around with in their backpack when it comes to identity theft risk? Good idea to consider what they're carrying around in the old backpack. The contents could be one-stop shopping if it falls into the wrong hands. Electronic devices, smartphones, tablets, gaming devices can be a roadmap to your house and your child's identity. Be sure there are no passwords stored in the notes section that would allow you to access, you know, whatever, Amazon, Netflix, iTunes, whatever they want to be. Also, keys and name tags. It is a robbery waiting to happen if that backpack is snatched. Best to keep your house keys in your pocket. Your home address should not be on the backpack. Put a label with your child's name and address of the school. That way, that's where it gets returned if it gets lost. Just some things to think about. We have to do that kind of thing these days, unfortunately. Police in Halifax, Nova Scotia, charged a woman with jumping an airport fence to try to stop a jet from taking off. Now, how are you going to do that?
Stop!
Yeah, stand there and spread your arms out way wide. Cops say the unidentified 37-year-old woman thought her husband was on the plane and was leaving to see another woman. She allegedly scaled the 10-foot barbed wire fence, was immediately apprehended by RCMP.
Hell hath no fury.
Turns out her husband wasn't on the plane at all. Officials aren't pressing charges against the lady, just reviewing their security procedures to make sure that that can't happen again. Wow. Okay. See how that works out. So, Barbara Streisand going to release her second collection of duets next month. I didn't even know she was still singing.
OBS.
Yeah, okay. The be singing along with Billy Joel, Michael Bublé, Stevie Wonder, and her son, Jason Gould. It'll be interesting. And through the magic of technology, the late Elvis Presley will also be singing with her. Reason enough, I guess, if you want to get that. Here are the hot TV shows from last week. Top 7, because we don't do 10. Number 7 is The Big Bang Theory. Number 6 is Under the Dome. You ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. I mean, I like some Stephen King, but I just never got to that. The CMA Music Festival. NCIS, number 3 is 60 Minutes. Number 2 and number 1, America's Got Talent from last week's Tuesday and Wednesday. Guy in Massachusetts has been charged with impersonating a police officer after allegedly disguising his Maserati as a police cruiser. Yeah, I don't know. It says he busted after allegedly taking the $100,000 2010 Maserati for a spin around the city of Braintree, Mass. Cops say he had painted it black and white and stuck official-looking police decals all over it. That's crazy.
Well, I kind of get it, though, because I've seen a couple of those on the impound cars.
Okay.
Because we've got, at one point, I think it was Brian, had a really fancy SUV that was taken from a drug dealer.
Drug dealer. Okay.
And it was, you know, they had the stickers on it that said, you know, this courtesy of.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. I
blah, blah,
that,
blah.
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Could be. Only thing that was missing was the red and blue flashing police lights. Also, police say one of the police shields read, deceptions punish and enslave instead of protecting serve. Wow. Okay. You know what you got. Anyway, when questioned, the driver allegedly told police he was trying to help them because drivers noticed him and slowed down, thinking he was a police vehicle. Well, of course they did. And he was just there to help the police. Good, good for him. All right. We're now, what, less than a month before the highly anticipated Apple press conference that'll happen on Tuesday, September the 9th, 9-9, at which time the iPhone, some say iPhone 6, will be announced.
Ooh.
Patrick, what are you hearing about this?
There's only one thing I know about it that I'm really excited about, because I typically lean towards Android just to, you know, I guess break away from the rest of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
But they were showing some, this was rumored, this was a few, maybe a month ago, there was the glass screen. Someone took out a knife and was basically scratching across it, stabbing it, and they held it up. They basically wiped it off on their shirt, held it up, and there were no scratches. If that's real, if it's anywhere near a reality, I would love that.
Well, that would be good. Apple introduced a new iPhone every year since its initial model back in 2007. Bloomberg News reports Apple has begun manufacturing its latest version of an iPad with a full-size version of the 9.7-inch screen and a new version of the 7.9-inch mini iPad. Insiders say the company ramping up for a big year-end holiday gift-giving season with new iPhones and bigger screens, as well as health-oriented watch-like devices.
It won't happen because they love selling you new stuff every year.
Yeah.
But the first company that promises a device that will last me 5 to 10 years, and I know the specs are always going to get better year over year, but if it can last 5 to 10 years, I will pay a premium for that.
Well, it again, I don't know, with technology moving so quickly, and
What do you need out of the iPhone 3? I mean, the original iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need that you don't?
Yeah, that you don't already have. Yeah, that's accessible. I don't know. I think maybe more wireless connectivity. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the only thing that at least comes to top of mind. And again, that's not my world, but
the ability to multitask on the phone, I think, would be something, you know, where you can do.
Oh, I already do that on my Android.
Yeah.
Wink,
I'm
wink.
Talking about Apple. You're going to start playing that stupid commercial again.
No. All right, here we go. I think yesterday we told you that losing weight depresses you, right? Remember?
Uh-huh.
We heard that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, heart attack survivors who exercise vigorously more than an hour a day may be doing themselves more harm than good.
Uh-oh.
That's it. New study shows excessive exercise. When's the last time anybody around here excessively exercised? You know what I'm saying?
Guy down the hall.
All right. Can increase your risk of suffering another heart attack. Okay. There you go. You've been warned.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
In case you don't know, but you probably do, that Suddenlink is launching the SEC network. They are. As a matter of fact, it's going to be happening today, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on August the 14th. The SEC network, all access pass to Southeastern Conference events. There'll be over 1,000 live events, including football. And, of course, you can watch A&M in South Carolina. Only on the SEC Network. That'll happen on August the 28th. So follow your favorite SEC team. I think we know what that is. You can watch 45 live exclusive SEC football games this season on the SEC Network. And also NFL Red Zone. Chance for you to try it free from Suddenlink. Call 877-694-9474 to order now to see Red Zone. You know, that's a neat deal when your team gets inside the 20, NFL Red Zone. Put you right there so you can catch all the action. There's so many things that are going on right now with Suddenlink. You need to give a call to them or go to their website, which is suddenlink.com. It's easier than ever to sign up and also to upgrade the service that you have for them. That's Suddenlink. Stop by their office. They're right across from the TV station. They've also got the school supply drive going on right now. That's Suddenlink. Kind of interesting here. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a new at-home test for colon cancer.
Hmm.
Called ColonGuard. It'll be called a game changer. It says it's a non-invasive test. Claims to be 92% accurate. I think the invasiveness of the procedure is something that a lot of people don't like. So
yeah.
If in fact they can do that, Man, it's getting to be like Star Trek, you know, where they just put the little thing over you and, you know, scan you and find out if you're well or not. So, anyway, that's the latest thing. FDA has approved it. Says as many as 60% of colon cancer deaths could be avoided if people were screened. WTAW, College Station Pride. We're back tomorrow. Fox.